Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
London is calling, and we've got starts and sits for Fantasy Week 4 right now on FFT and 5. Welcome, everybody. Adam Azer and Heath Cummings. Alvin Kamara. What? Alvin Kamara is out. What's going on here? Michael Thomas is out. Jameis Winston is out. They're facing the Vikings in London. They're starting in an hour and a half. Who are we starting in this game?
We are starting Chris Olave is the only one that I'm relatively certain I'm starting. Jarvis Landry is a low-end flex. Mark Ingram is a high-end flex. Not as excited about Ingram as I was in Week 2 because in Week 2, he only played 37% of the snaps when Alvin Kamara was out. The other two games when Alvin Kamara has been active, he's played 33% of the snaps. I'm just not so sure that they're going to use him in a feature role. They did activate Latavius Murray off the practice squad, and he could be a two- or three-headed monster once again for the Saints at running back.
Oh, man, I'm a little more optimistic for Ingram. That game was against the Buccaneers, and you know maybe they just didn't want to run the ball against the Bucs. Much easier matchup here. And Tony Jones, I think he only had two or three carries in that game, so Ingram dominated the carries.
Well, it wasn't just Tony Jones that was playing, though. It was also Dwayne Washington. There were 10 carries for Ingram. He picked up 58 yards on those. He was awesome. Dwayne Washington, Taysom Hill, and Tony Jones combined for another 9 carries.
All right. So definitely somebody to keep an eye on. Mark Ingram is only 43% rostered. So you said high-end flex. So what about guys like Kareem Hunt, A.J. Dillon, James Robinson? I know people are a little nervous about this week. Where's Ingram with them?
I'm starting those guys over Mark Ingram. I would start Mark Ingram over guys like J.K. Dobbins, Cam Akers, Travis Etienne.
Okay. Last thing on this game, Jarvis Landry is 67% rostered. Where do you have him?
Low-end flex, right around wide receiver 36. Not super excited to start him. Don't expect the Saints offense to be particularly good today.
Let me piggyback on Jarvis Landry and talk about a few other wide receivers who are going to be thrust into bigger roles. You've got Mac Hollins for the Raiders, Josh Palmer, who had 99 yards last week for the Chargers, and Josh Reynolds, who I think had 100 yards last week for the Lions, if I remember correctly here. So where does Landry rank? Who's the best of that bunch? So it'd be Landry, Mac Hollins, Josh Palmer, Josh Reynolds.
I've got Palmer at the top of that group, then Mac Hollins, then Richie James, Josh Reynolds and Richie James are kind of interchangeable in that next slot. All of them going somewhere from wide receiver 25 to wide receiver 35.
Okay, so these are all start-worthy options then.
If you start three wide receivers and you don't have better options, yeah.
Josh Reynolds had 96 yards last week, pardon me. Christian McCaffrey will play. Is he a must-start?
I'm starting him.
Marquise Brown and Rondale Moore are both expected to play. Rondale Moore, more of a stash, I would think. Does this take Greg Dortch out of the equation, though?
Dortch is definitely behind all those guys we just talked about, including Jarvis Landry.
Is he behind Rondale Moore?
Neither of them are in my top 48, so they're not actually technically ranked. I would probably start Rondale Moore over Greg Dortch.
All right, Rondale Moore, 27% rostered. Now's the time to go get him, even if you don't need to start him this week. Cordarrelle Patterson, we're going to have to keep an eye on him. We might not know until a little bit before game time on Cordarrelle. Well, we'll know when the inactives come out, but
they said that they expect he's going to try to play, but it's a very painful injury.
And the tough one is Sunday night, Chris Godwin and Julio Jones. Tampa Bay optimistic that Chris Godwin and Julio Jones are going to play on Sunday night. What are we supposed to do with that information? What are we supposed to do with Tom Brady?
I don't really want to start. I'm probably going to start Godwin as long as he's active. But again, it's a little bit risky because something could happen this evening. Evans is a start. Brady is now in that He's very close to a start. I had Goff ahead of him at the beginning of the week. Enough things have changed that I would start him over Goff now, but he's not a top 12 quarterback. He's like 14 or 15 for me.
Do you feel confident enough that Godwin will start if you set your lineup at 1 o'clock that you leave him in?
I would start him over the group of replacement level wide receivers that we talked about.
Okay. And if you need to pivot to someone else, I think Russell Gage is still widely available. Maybe you have Brandon Ayuk or Allen Robinson or something like that.
You could also, I in one a deeper league, I picked up Ben Skoronek.
Skoronek, yeah.
He plays on, and he's going to probably see 4 to 6 targets on Monday night.
Okay. Okay. And that will do it. You know, some people are confused about Alvin Kamara being out, Heath. Are we sure about this? Because some people are saying that he is not out. Let's just double, triple check on this.
There was a verified Saints reporter who said he was out.
He's not playing.
I'm trying to make sure, look for somebody else to say that, but have you seen another report besides that
NFL Network. I'm going to look at the inactives if they've come out. They haven't come out. All right, listen, we had a report that said he was out. That's what we were operating on. Hopefully we're right. Please check on it, and good luck today. We will talk to you in 12 hours. With our recap of week 4. All right, enjoy some early football, and we'll talk to you soon. Thanks.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast wherever you get your podcasts.